Northland College was founded in 1892 through a partnership with the United Church of Christ and area Indian tribes. Now Northland President Mike Miller says they're strengthening those ties with the nearby Red Cliff, Bad River, and Lacouture bands of Lake Superior Ojibwe. He says this indigenous cultural center will support Native Americans, but also help other students get to know the culture.
Oh, without question, our world is very diverse, and, you know, there's certainly cultural, racial kinds of diversity, but lots of other kinds of diversity as well. And we're seeing all around our country challenges when people are ideologically or otherwise separated and not able to find a common ground of conversation. So colleges ought to be role models as being places that are open to conversation and consideration.
The Ashland-based Liberal Arts Environmental College got help in landing this Otto Bremer Foundation grant by asking tribes for support. Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission Director Jim Zorn says this will promote tolerance and diversity.
Tribes can be viewed negatively because of certain issues. And I say that hearkening back in the 1980s in northern Wisconsin when the tribes were exercising their treaty fishing rights under protection of federal court order. And there was an outcry in northern Wisconsin, including protests and violence against tribes at boat landing.
15 Native Americans were part of Northland's 600 students last academic year. Miller hopes this new center will not only help recruit, but also retain more Native Americans. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.